Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a grape out there that I just don't think gets enough respect or interest. And every time I try a Chenin Blanc, I'm thinking, this is really good. Why isn't it more popular? But I think actually its popularity is on the upswing. We're even seeing it in California these days.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an uptick. You know, I've spent more time talking about Chenin Blanc this year than in years past for one major reason. Value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chenin Blanc outside of the Loire Valley and South Africa tends to be very underrated grape, and that's a shame. Highly versatile, Chenin Blanc can produce decently complex table wines, well-balanced dessert wines, and crisp and elegant sparkling wines. There's much to admire and enjoy.
Yeah.
In the early California wine days, Chenin Blanc was primarily used as a blending partner to create large format jug wines. And I think that was the beginning of it sort of.
Right.
Yeah. More recently, a growing number of American winemakers are appreciating the pear, honeysuckle, apple, and ginger flavors and good crisp acidity that Chenin Blanc brings to the winemaker's palate. So here are three good examples to enjoy. From the very prestigious Pine Ridge Vineyards in Napa Valley comes the Pine Ridge 2024 Chenin Blanc and Viognier blend. This has been around for a long time. It's pale straw, aromas of honeycomb and white flowers yield to a crisp and almost luscious wine with hints of honeysuckle and peach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blend of 80% Chenin from the Clarksburg area and 20% Viognier from the Lodi area. Those grapes would never be blended together in France.
No, they wouldn't.
No. This is a food-friendly wine that is also quite enjoyable as a standalone. And at $11.99, it is a stunning value.
That's a steal, actually.
It really is.
It's one of my always go-to wines.
It's always reliable. From Sonoma County's Matanzas Creek Winery, I tried the 2023 California-designated Chenin Blanc. This 100% Chenin Blanc is made half all stainless and half matured in French oak. But the wine has a little bit more character than the Pine Ridge with aromas of citrus, melon, and pear over a crisp, almost saline palate with more nuances of melon and pear. The wood is almost invisible. So it may add a little subtle something, but it does not dominate the wine at all. It's a perfect summer wine. I'm thinking you pair this with salmon or roast chicken, and you won't go wrong. And at $19.99, this is another, I think, very fair value. Lastly, I tried the 2023 Dry Chenin Blanc from Dry Creek Vineyard.
Oh, yeah.
Chenin Blanc has been produced here since the winery's founding in 1972. Founder Dave Stair was heavily influenced by the wines of the Loire Valley, and you can see it in both the Chenin Blanc, and they're also very well known for their Sauvignon Blancs. Aromatics of melon, pineapple, white flowers are followed by citrus flavors with herbal notes and a bright, crisp acidity. There's a nice minerality that supports the winery's claim that it's the perfect wine for oysters, although I have yet to put it to the test. Looking forward to that. All this for the great price of $17.99. So I'm glad to see more folks in the U.S. producing good Chenin Blanc. These three are any indication the grape has a good future indeed. For sheer value, it's the Pine Ridge, but actually the Dry Creek 2023 was just a notch above, so that is my wine.
That's your wine of the week. Well, great work. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.